It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woo-hooer, a hand clapper, a high-fiver? I kind of like the high-five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.
Read online reviews before visiting a business. What do people see when they look you up online? We give you the tools you need to take control of your reputation. Send surveys to your customers via text message with Testimonial Collector. Get 5-star reviews on all the major platforms like Google, Yelp, and more. Track what people are saying about your business with Reputation Manager. Respond to comments and turn negative reviews into happy customers. See what your competitors' customers are saying about them with Competition Tracker. Learn great marketing tactics and what it takes to stay on top. A bigger social presence means more connections. Automatically generate and schedule engaging social media posts with Social 365. Build trust, boost sales, and grow your business.
Excited about my Thursdays because I have the best guests. I mean, who wouldn't be excited, right? Okay, so let me start off with the housekeeping, I guess. So you are listening to another day in the life of an entrepreneur, and let's get the housekeeping out of the way. Let's see, I have Sean Maddox, who has always been really, really great and instrumental to my show, getting the marketing out and stuff like that. So thank you, Sean Maddox. So if you want to get your customers right, you want to get more visibility, check out Sean Maddox. Go iwantmorecustomersnow.com and he'll hook you up. He'll hook you up like me. And of course, we are now streaming on Spin Wax Radio, always looking for, you know, new artists, new music, in all genres. Check out SpinWaxRadio.com. And so let's talk about our growing, you know, subscribers. Thank you, thank you, thank you. I can't see who you all are, but I see the download because I'm always getting them. So yay for everybody who's listening, especially on iHeart and Spotify. You guys have been like on it. So all you iHeart and Spotify listeners, you're the bomb. Thanks for always subscribing and following and, you know, just checking out all the guests and all the past, you know, downloads for all the prior guests that I've had on the show. Make sure that if you're a new listener, or maybe know somebody who you might think is going to love our show, which you should, go to EntrepreneurLifeShow.com. Check out the calendar. Scroll down. You will see every place we are streaming on live at the same time. So who do I have on the show today? You know what? Okay, this is the Entrepreneur Life Show because, you know, we love our entrepreneurs, but how diverse they are. So who we have today, I mean, comes from the professional sector, which we're going to talk about, but has all transitioned to, I mean, he's a singer, songwriter, musician, he's a guitarist, and I'm going to later bring one of his videos. I've kind of been like, God, I love his music. I'm already going to buy the album because he is very diverse. From, I mean, anybody basically is going to love his music. I don't care what genre you are. He's got everything, the country, the groove, the rhythm. He reminds me so much of one of my favorite artists that I'm going to talk about. He's not here anymore. But if you remember the theme song to this movie is Robinson. Oh, God, I love that movie. Anyway, let me bring Chris St. John onto the show. We're going to meet him, talk about him, everything. You're gonna love his music. Let me tell you, I'm not saying that because he's on the show, because actually I'm going to get it myself because I love it. So let's bring Chris St. John on the show. Hello, how are you?
How are you?
I am what? Thank you for being on the show. I so appreciate
Thanks for having
it.
Me.
Gosh, I love the publicists I work with. So I want to get into, because when I got your bio, and I was like immediately, oh yeah, and especially when I saw a specific someone that I have been a fan of for years, because it's one of my favorite movies that this theme song is on, but we'll talk about that, for who that is, and who also plays the guitar. But I wanted to talk about, you know, I'd like to ask, you know, growing up, and what led you into, because your music is so diverse, and that some of your favorite artists, that why you transitioned, because you're in the law profession, and I want to get into that. You're in the legal field, and that's been your practice, but then kind of, you know, going into music and singing and being a guitar, what were some of your interests that led you to want to write?
Well, I was an avid Beatles fan at 5 years of age. I had all of their collectibles and albums, and I started writing songs. I think I wrote my first song at seven, and then I was listening to all of the 70s music, from mm-hmm. James Taylor to Cat Stevens, Jackson Brown, Paul Simon. Then I discovered The Grateful Dead in 1980, mm-hmm. and was taken by that improvisational band. I started playing guitar at about 15 or so, and started to write seriously in my teens. I was writing for myself on the back porch or on a dune somewhere, and playing for friends and family. And about 2 years ago, I went on a cattle round up in Wyoming, and I bought a horse that I had ridden it. And I wrote a song called I Need a Horse, and I recorded it professionally, and it turned out so good I cut my first album, I'm Dreaming, and then this year I went to Nashville and cut Fly Away, which I had written, right after the first album. I kept writing, and I wrote about 16 or 17 songs, and took 13 that I wanted and put them on the album.
And you did that in a couple of months, right? I mean, when you wrote all the your own originals.
Yeah, it was probably over the course of about 6 months or so. They were coming fast and furious, which, much to my delight, you know, a lot of times in the past, I needed something really tragic or inspirational to permit me to tap into my songwriting. But when... Mm-hmm. After I had cut first album, I grew as a songwriter to the point where I felt like I could write it at any time about anything.
Why do you think, being in the legal profession, okay, that's because that's your general profession, and being, you know, a lawyer and a judge, you know, why, you know, so late in music? And like you said, you know, now I'm going to go and go public. Because, of course, you started very early, as you said, I think at 7 or 14. And so, but now you just say, I think it's time. Why now? You say, okay, I think it's time now.
I'd say, why not? I mean, as I've grown older, I've sort of got taken the position I'm not afraid to do anything anymore. Mm-hmm. And I don't want to leave anything on the table with my life. I started a charity to help AIDS orphans and traveled to Zambia with some friends a bunch of times. And I bought a horse and I started a music career because I want to do what I love. I mean, I was a songwriter and a singer long before I was a lawyer. I just hadn't gone public with it. And then I made the decision, well, this came out pretty good. Maybe I should share it. And people seem to like it.
Now, most of us, well, not me, because I can't sing or do anything, but most people, I would think that when you are, you know, we could say I can sing. I'm sure we've all watched, you know, American Idol, and you think you can sing, and you think you can play. So I'm assuming, are you self-taught guitarist, or how did you know? Our family and friends will say, oh, you're great, but you could really suck. But how did you know for yourself to say, you know what, that you were confident enough to say, you know what, I'm going to now go public, because you really have to be confident. And before you guys, I want to tell, I'm going to show you one of his videos in a minute, because it's really good. It's very, your music is very, I'd say, relevant, very relatable, extremely, almost like, I'd say touching, because I listened to two of the songs. So when you're writing, like, what is your inspiration?
Well, most of the songs that I write, not all, but most of them are just personal songs. I feel free to share with the world what it is I'm feeling and thinking at any given moment on a variety of topics. And I'm bluntly honest about life and the truth of things. And I think that resonates with people. Mm-hmm. I'm not just out to write some sort of a hit about, you know, some guy whose girl left him and he's on the bar stool and, you know, he's drinking his and crying his life away. I just don't really write that way. I pay close attention to my lyrics and my melodies. Melodies, you know, they come to me. I don't know how or why, but they do. And the lyrics are the same way. I mean, I keep sculpting at what it is I've written, mm-hmm. until I get it the way I really want. You know, one wrong word in a song can ruin it. And I think, you know, lyrics are important. I don't think that too many artists feel that way anymore, or at least not the successful ones. But back in my day, you know, the 70s and 80s, the lyrics were really important, and they are.
Yes. And told a story, not like today's music is just, to me, a lot of rambling. But no disrespect to a lot of, not all today's music, I'm just saying a lot, it's just rambling.
I mean, you want the song to tell a story, always, but you also want to...
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to ChumbaCasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Ch-ch-chumba. ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
I'll leave room for the listener to figure out what that story is all about.
Yeah.
And so my lyrics, I think, are I'd like to think that they leave room for interpretation with the listener to try to figure out what it is I'm trying to say. Sometimes I'm not really sure while the song is coming out while I'm writing it, until afterwards, and then I kind of have an idea of what it's about.
So I know that you've written many songs, which in fact several have hit the international and independent charts as being like some of the top 10. And so, you know, and I know that you really, you started and you became public. This was time around the pandemic. So, and that being said, would you say that it was just the perfect timing for you? You know,
because it was great. If, I mean, COVID was great, but the timing for me to actually have the time to do what I was doing, you know, a lot of really good musicians were out of work, and so it sort of it was a great opportunity for me not just to take the time to write what I was writing because the law practice had slowed down, but to employ some really great musicians to take what it was I was hearing in my head and making it a song. It was great timing that way.
And I think during the pandemic too, because so many artists, because they couldn't work or get out and entertain, then it changed your whole visibility as how you had to utilize social media and YouTube, because now it starts engaging more people because nobody was getting out. So I thought, of course, it's definitely a perfect time. But you know, you've written many songs, but there was two specific that I really, really enjoyed. So I didn't listen to them all. We got little snippets on your website, so I want to make sure that when people go there, you know, you can get the album. But if you don't mind, I wanted to show one of the videos that I just really, really enjoyed, if you don't mind.
Sure.
Okay. So everybody, so I'm going to bring up a video. If you are listening on the podcast, you can hear it. You can't see it, but you really should go to the website because he's got some great stuff. And so I want the people who are watching live to be able to really see it. And this song, if you don't connect with this song, it was kind of emotional to me. I think I connected with it having children. So let's bring it on the screen really quick so everybody can listen to it and see it. And this is Fly Away, which I love. One of your latest, correct?
They say time flies. I didn't believe them. Before your eyes, they'll be out the door. We all wish they'd stay small forever. They go so slowly, but they're gone so fast. Fly away.
Is beautiful. I mean, that song is really beautiful. That's a beautiful song. What was your inspiration? Your son?
Yeah, my son was this summer. He was getting ready to head off to college as he was graduating high school, and I had all these feelings about, you know, I was happy for him, and I wanted the best for him, and I knew it was time, but I thought back on all the wonderful times and the trips we took together, the things that we've done, and I wrote the song about from his life from his birth until the time when he goes off on his own, and it was it was a joyous thing to write, and it was at the same time bittersweet.
The I know that when, you know, because you've written several, like, many songs at a very young age, but I see that on your first hit album, which was, I think, what is it, I'm Dreaming? Quickly hit the top 10 of the Euro Indie chart list, and worldwide as well, with also, I think it's I Called You Rose, and and I actually listened to I Called You Rose and A Box of Jewel. So, and I'll Send You My Heart, but, which is really impressive. So, did you, and, you know, just your feeling of knowing that your music so quickly went to some of the top 10, I mean, not as only impressive, but was it surprising to you?
Yeah, it was. It was surprising to me. I was delighted. It wasn't from a sense of, you know, from an ego sense that I was delighted. I was just really happy that people were enjoying what I'd created.
Yeah.
It's hard to make money in the music business these days, and mm-hmm. for me it was never about the money, and it wasn't really about fame or you know, hits, even though Hey Siri hung around number one for 5 weeks straight, and that's on the new album. And Flyaway is at four now and climbing. It feels really good, but I'm more of the mindset of, you know, I love making the music, and I love people getting a chance to hear it and enjoy it the way that I enjoy music I listen to.
Mm-hmm. Are you
then
still
at the end of the day, when we leave this place, I want to leave my mark, and I want, you know, music is,
yeah,
it's like a, you know, a novel or a piece of art, a sculpture. It lasts long after you're gone. People can listen to it, enjoy it, and I think that that's important to me.
Are you self-taught guitarist? I've noticed that a lot of, at least that I found, when it comes at least into like any type in the country music, a lot of guitarists, bass guitarists, a lot of them are actually self-taught. And like,
yeah, I was for a while, and my vocals were just came naturally to me. But when I got into the being serious about doing this, I took guitar lessons to improve my playing, and some vocal lessons after the first album to improve my singing, my range, and my ability to take my voice in different places.
So with now I actually watched the smash hit for Siri. That is not only hilarious, but it's so oh my gosh, it's so today. And I wanted to know what it, you know, it gives me the whole, as I said, Paul Simon was one of my very favorites. I'm going to tell you. And I'm in my 50s, and not because I'm in my 50s, but, and because I was really first, you know, I've always liked Paul Simon, and I know that Siri remains, like, one of, on the pole position, top five. It's a very island feel. I love the lyrics. I mean, you know, is he one of also your fans? I love guitars, so I'm glad you put up your guitar, because see, Paul Simon played the guitar. I'm sure you know.
Oh, yeah.
And
he's a much better player than me. He's very vastly underrated as a guitar player. Sensibilities and his ability to play the guitar are incredible. Yeah, I mean, that morning I wrote that song. I was at the office at about 7 a.m. and the bookkeeper was here, and I just heard this melody in my head, and I said, geez, it sort of sounds like it has this island feel to it. And I wrote the lyrics, and the song was done and written in about a half an hour, maybe 45 minutes. And I sent it to my producer, and he loved it. I wrote it a cappella first before I put it to the guitar, because I didn't want me to pick up my instrument and then to change the melody, because I couldn't find the chords right away. I wanted to sound the way I wanted it to sound, and that, so I just recorded it, and then I figured out what chords to play after.
So with are there any other artists aside from Paul Simon that in you know that you inspired by in that time of music aside from Paul Simon?
Oh, so many. I mean, you know, I listened to the Eagles and Cat Stevens, James Taylor, all these artists, Fleetwood Mac, you know, the Who. There were so many great bands. I mean, that was one thing that I think is missing today, is that, you know, there are so many solo artists. People can make music in their basement. So they do it, and without really any input or feedback or collaboration. It's a nice thing that you can do that, but when you had, you know, five of musicians that were creating an album or creating a song,
it was
and it is much better than it is for one person to be writing the whole thing typically. And the other parts is not to be able to sit down with a band like I did in Nashville and give some freedom to people. They had the Nashville charts and they knew what the song, they had demos of the songs.
Yeah.
And I didn't sit there and say, you know, I want you to play this exactly like this. We worked together and we collaborated and made something I think that it's really good for a lot of reasons. Not because it's mine, but because it's ours. We all worked on it. My producer, Stephen Wrench, is a great producer, and all the professional musicians, the studio artists, my background singer, Leah Haley, who's just a tremendous singer, and we worked so hard before we went down there and got the album. So when we went down, we knew what we were doing, and it made a big difference.
Do you consider your music to be country, because it's sort of not.
I don't even know how really to describe it. I mean, I guess the closest thing is Americana, but I'm not sure that does it either. It sort of has some country to be that influence.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Yeah, it doesn't.
Pop, it's rock, it's, you don't know. If you give a listen to the album, it seems like I hear a different influences and a different...
Yeah.
Different influences in every song. I hear a different genre almost.
Yes.
A lot of the songs. But yet it's still a cohesive piece of art. It still seems to work.
I agree.
How to describe it? You asked me before if I could play something, and I think, you know, this would be the first song I would play after my shoulder surgery. I'm probably not supposed to do it, but if you want, I can play you part of the song.
You know, I would love it because see, some of your inspirations of people like, you know, still Fleetwood Mac, even though they separated, I still got that on my flash drive. I love James Dillon. I love guitarists. I love bass players. Johnny Winter is a bass player. So, you know, when I see people who play the guitar, and it isn't country, because I thought, I don't know, you know, it's not, it's got a little bit of everything. And I like guitar players, you know, heart. I don't know. That's just me. But yeah, that would be great. I mean, if you don't mind.
Yeah, I can give it a try. Can you hear it?
Yes.
When they're gone, they're gone for good. Empty space there where they stood. I endure the falling rains, waiting for my life. life's last train. We'll be standing at my door. He's dressed in gray, a metaphor. The world keeps spinning when we're gone. I've been holding on too long. You can count them on a hand. The best of friends are made, not planned. Time goes by, it's understood. When they're gone for good. When they're gone for good. Empty space there where they stood. Like your dog stands by your side. Friends, no fault if they abide. Winter's a cold mistress. Time cuts love just like a business. I've got no reason to complain. My complaint's a counterclaim. When we're gone for good. Light years away from childhood. Appreciate us while we're here. Like apparitions that disappear. When they're gone for good. Empty space there where they stood.
Oh, that has a lot of sentiment. That's really lovely. Thank you for that.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, I wrote that song about the people around you that you start to lose, and how to enjoy every moment, because life goes so fast.
You know, it's your music is not only, and your lyrics are not only very clean. Because, which I enjoy, which makes it relatable for everyone. Because sometimes it's hard to find music that is not only spiritual in today, because I almost sometimes get like that, somewhat of a godly feeling, like it's so diverse. Does that make sense?
That song was sort of like a prayer to me when I wrote it. I have a couple of really close friends that are getting much older and nearing the end, that have been my friends for 40 years. I just had them in mind and sort of just wrote it as a prayer.
Do you have, and this might be, this is a random question. Now, I know that you've come from the legal profession and being, a lawyer and a judge. Have you ever, gotten any of your lyrics or inspiration from cases or something? You know what I'm saying? It's like, I could, I could use that in a song.
It's funny you ask that now, because I think the only thing that I ever sort of took from my profession was one of the lyrics in the song I just played, My Complaint's a Counterclaim. That's sort of like, I think, the only thing that's slipped in there that I can recall from being on a journey.
So would you say that music is your first love before the profession in the legal profession?
Oh, definitely. I mean, I love helping people, and I'm a very experienced attorney, and I work hard and get good results for my clients, and that's not going to change. But, in terms of doing what I really love. It's music. It's always been.
If there was any artist, one male, one female, current day or past, that you would either want to write for or sing with as a duet, who would that be?
Jeez, I've never been asked that question before. Maybe I'd like to write for or with Jerry Garcia. He's not really singing well, but he had some really good songwriting sensibilities and was a tremendous guitar player. A woman, I don't know, I guess you know, modern day Alison Krauss, if we go back in time, Patsy Cline.
Yes, yeah, I like Patsy Cline. I hear that it's very for Nashville. That just seems to be the heart of where a lot of your and now I can't call, I wouldn't say country's country, because how you have so many different artists, you can't even claim that it's country anymore. I mean, I'm still a Willie Nelson fan, and I don't really I don't consider him really country. And like the Dixie Chicks, even though, you know, they're not, sort of, but it seems to be the heart, and really hard to, because that's a place to go, to really hard to break that, to get in. Do you find that to be accurate? Because a lot of people transition and say, you know, I've got to go to Nashville. But country isn't the same anymore. Like you say, it's it used to be the horse and I lost my dog and all that. But it's such, it's changed so much. And especially like with Billy Cyrus, and it's not that, it's almost like, I don't know, country.
I'm a really big fan of old country. I'm not that great a fan of new country.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I prefer, I think the songwriting was much better years ago than it is now.
Mm-hmm.
But in terms of breaking in, Nashville for me wasn't a place that I wanted to go down there to break in. I went down there to cut an album. It was,
mm-hmm.
It's where the best session musicians are in the world, and you get these musicians can play anything you want them to play.
Right, right.
So, you know, they had my demos and they knew what I had written before, and they knew what sound I was looking for. So it worked out really well. And then if you go to Nashville to cut an album, you can cut it relatively quickly.
Mm-hmm.
You know, having pulling one musician in at a time and as a session musician to play a part, you could spend many months trying to get it right. We had six musicians in a room and we were playing together, and we just cut the album. I mean, we just cut it. Musically, it was cut in a couple of days, with the instrumentation, and vocally, you know, I did a bunch of scratch tracks, and then I went back and I rehearsed the songs for a few months with my background singer, and then went back down to cut the final vocals for the album. So I like working in Nashville. It's sufficient.
Yeah.
And you're playing with the best.
Yeah. Yeah, well, so I've heard. So that's why, with a few artists I've had on here. And so would you say that, you know, are you working on anything else right now that you're coming out with?
I have enough songs probably for another album right now, but I'd like to get a few more better ones in there. And that, typically what will happen is if I'm trying to write the album, I'll write a few while I'm doing it, while I'm writing, you know, starting to pair demos for the album. You know, I'm probably going to take a few month break and then get back into it hard and start working on the next album, because I just can't stop.
Well, I'm actually going to get it, because you can actually go to your website and get it and get little pieces of snippets, which I appreciate. You can get, you know, little bits of the songs that you've written. So I would tell everybody to go to the website. But if you don't mind, I want to play a little bit more of the end part of Fly Away, because I just really love, and whoever did that video, they really did a good job of telling a story.
They did, and it was Charlotte Avenue Productions out in Nashville. I came up with the concept of showing all the photographs of me and my son from birth through him graduating high school and going off to college, and then we took it from there. And I'm happy with how it turned out. I think it tells the story that I told. Visual way.
Oh yeah, it was one of the ones I just kept kind of rewatching, and I liked the whole concept. But also, I really loved Siri too. I loved the whole island, but I liked the concept. Yeah. And then you use a lot of interacting with everything that's happening today, and I want to get into that after I just show the balance a bit about that. It's so how technology has changed everything, and I get that. So I just want to bring a little bit really quick. I'm sorry, I like the song. It's probably just for me.
Thank you.
We say I love you. Yeah, we mean it. Because it's true.
Where you see down, it just gives you that whole, with the birds in the end. The album cover is great, it's really nice. So I'm actually getting it. Like I told you when I saw it, I was like, yeah, I'm downloading it. It's really nice. So, okay, so I do want to talk about Siri, because when I saw that, it is so about everything today. And I would say that in the pandemic, how we had brought up how, you did a lot in writing and you had that time in the pandemic. And this has like nailed it. Siri just literally nailed it.
Everything I sang in that song is the way I feel about modern technology. And the one line about, I can't remember my passwords. I'm always yelling out in my office to anyone who cares to listen. I can't remember my passwords because you write them down, and for some reason they don't take when you try to go back in. And the criteria for every different, website is different, so you can't use the same password. You're changing them all the time. And that's just one example of, the downside of modern technology. It goes much deeper than that, in terms of when I grew up. Look, I'm not that old. I've been accused by some of the younger folk that when they comment on that song, like being a baby boomer. I'm too young to be a baby boomer, but, when I grew up, there were no cell phones. We played outside. We had a great time. We got to connect with our neighbors and our friends in a real way. and we really enjoyed life. We weren't constantly on our phones. You know, we weren't at the beck and call of the entire world. Like, there's some blessings about technology. I can accomplish so much more with my computer and the ability to email and to respond to texts and so forth. You know, but the downside to that is you're accessible 24/7 and people expect you to be. And it sort of steals your life if you let it. And I'm as guilty as anyone, you know. I'm constantly on my phone, but I don't know whether it's made. I don't know that it's made the human condition better.
I
know that it's made us happier. You know, our kids are on constantly on their phones. They're exposed to some really bad things at a young age. And it's just changed. It's changed the trajectory of our young people, and I don't think it's in a good way at all.
Well, I agree with you. Is why it's so. When I saw it, hold on. I'm sorry. I was kind of listening to it. Just a second. Let me take it down really quick. Hold on. I'm sorry, you guys. I like this, and I was like, while I was looking over, I was advertising it because I really like music. So I didn't mean to interrupt. I was excited about it. So, because this is Siri, you guys. So that just shows you how excited I am. Because, you know, I see what you're saying. And when I listened to it, I was like, oh my gosh. It had everything from like social media. And I also grew up in a time where I had to look at a map, as well as, you know, I didn't have to use my phone. But you get caught up on the social media, and you can be on there for hours. And so, and it's easy to get caught in it, to lose concept with what's happening outside. You know,
yeah,
because...
and I was giving you the serious talk about modern technology. The song itself is tongue-in-cheek, and it's a novelty song. And just pokes fun at the whole thing.
It's funny, yes. But it's funny, but it's totally, you can't not, okay, so I know I threw it up there. I just want to play a little, because I just like it so much. And I want everybody else to like it, so, and I wouldn't see why you wouldn't like it. But I wanted you guys to just get a little listen for it. I had been, like, putting it out on the podcast. I just really enjoyed it, and people were like, they were giving me the thumbs up on my podcast. So for those who, you know, didn't see it on my marketing podcast campaign, and if you're, like, watching it live or something, then you can check it out. But I just want you to, it's so great. Just one second.
To play, the dinner bell rang, and we'd be on our way. We had no cell phones, no social media, too. No emails, no texting, face-to-face, me and you. Series available, looks of talking, texts and emails coming, no children text for talking, can't remember my passwords, things run like a river, my phone is like an organ, you kill me if you take it away. Progress is a sword, it cuts both ways.
That's totally, it's like the, it gives me this island, like, you know, vibe feeling. And very, you know, with, I got that strong feeling of, Simon, because that's how, you know, I remember, you know, that kind of feel.
Sort of had the Graceland kind of feel to it. Yeah. I mean, we're all a product of the people who came before us in terms of, you know, we all collect influences as artists, and there's no doubt you can hear some Paul Simon in that song.
Yeah. Yeah, I really like Paul Simon. So I know we're coming about close to the show time, but I wanted to make sure that, you know, if there's the people really know where your music is. It's going to be on my website. So guys, I'm not saying it because he's on my show, cuz I really like him on the show. But the music is really just really really good, and I'm like really anticipating more music that you're putting out there, because I agree with, you know, just because I'm in my 50, I like a lot of today's music, but I don't really connect with it as much, and it's not everybody music. I like everybody music, you know, that everybody connect with. I just think your music is just very inspiring. Not only it's very today and yesterday, it's like the best artists never go away. And so that's like, you can listen to anything from Elvis, the Beatles, the Temptations, and, you know, all the way to today, and you can always hear some of that inspiration in today's music. So it's like, and the words, you never forget the words. I can listen to something, you know, from anything from the 70s and still know the words, even though I haven't heard it. Does that make sense? So this is that kind of music.
Songs is sort of a roadmap to our lives.
Yeah.
You hear a song, it brings you back to the times that it was popular and you were listening to that song.
Yeah.
So that's really one of the great things I think about music, is it transports you back to another time.
So before we exit the show, if you don't mind just sharing a little bit of where they can get your music. Now, all of you guys, you know, you can go to my website, entrepreneurlifeshow.com. The interview will be there the entire time. His link will be there, but you really, really should go to the website. So when we do end the show today, I'm actually going to be downloading the album, because I'm going to put it on, download it onto my flash drive for my car so I can listen to it in my car. So I think everybody should get it.
So yeah, it's www.chrisstjohn.com. And it's chrisstjohn.com. On YouTube is Chris St. John Music. You can listen and watch all of the videos. If you order a CD, I'll sign it and write a note if anyone wants, and send it out to you. We have some merchandise up on my webpage as well, some cool stuff to wear. I'm happy to write a note to anyone who wants to buy what we have to sell.
Thank you so much for being such a wonderful, wonderful, wonderful guest. And, you know, for, even though I know you, you know, you're not in the best physical condition on your heart, that you were able to play for us a bit. So that was really, really special. I appreciate that.
Yeah, well, I am still in a sling, but I can't stop playing. I can't stop.
Well, thanks for everybody who has listened on the podcast and then who's tuned in. And if you watch on the replay, make sure you give a thumbs up. If you want to see the entire interview because you are only listening on your podcast versus watching live, whether you be on Twitch or Twitter or LinkedIn or YouTube or Instagram or Facebook, thank you so much. Just go to the website, entrepreneurlifeshow.com, and you can watch the full interview and how to connect with John. And until next Thursday, I will see everybody. Thanks again for tuning in. Bye. Entrepreneur Life Show.